Ever wonder what happens after you recycle your plastic milk jugs, paper, and soda cans? Do you ever wonder if you're doing it right? For instance, certain plastics that I can recycle in my city, I can't recycle across the country in L.A. Emily Seiner of member station WPLN in Nashville got to wondering about all this, so she decided to dive into how recycling works in her city and learned a universal lesson about what happens if you're not careful about what you toss in the bin.
I'm at Mark McCaw's house, simply to rifle through his recycling bin.
Here's all sorts of sparkling water cans. And so I've got little, like, Amazon boxes. And then I think the final thing that we have is bottles.
He pulls out a container filled with empty glass.
We've got a good bottle of, I think that was sangria.
McCaw is a hardcore recycler, so much so that he and his wife don't buy certain things at the grocery store because of the container they're in. Like, they'll buy eggs in cardboard cartons, but not styrofoam, because you can't put styrofoam in Nashville's recycling.
What is your reaction when you go over to, like, friends' houses and you clearly have something that should be recyclable, like a glass bottle, and they just tell you to throw it away?
I am very guilty of walking out with anything that I use at somebody else's house or office. If my body has touched it, I'm going to do everything I can do to recycle it.
McCaw's neighborhood doesn't have curbside pickup, and he's not exactly sure what happens after he takes his carefully sorted recycling to a drop-off site. There, all sorts of rules are posted. No scrap metal, nothing soiled with food, no plastic bags.
What happens? Does that mess things up?
The exact rules of what you can and can't recycle in your city-run program are probably slightly different than Nashville's. But the answer is the same. If you recycle incorrectly, you are messing things up. To understand why, I went to Nashville's main recycling facility, owned by Waste Management. In one room, recycling trucks dump their loads onto a giant dune of stuff. Up close, I see a yellow Purity Dairy milk jug, an empty 2-liter of Pepsi, a box that once held Nature Valley granola bars. All this material runs through a series of conveyor belts and machines, and workers stand by to physically pull out stuff. It's here that cardboard gets separated from paper, from the plastics, from aluminum.
We like to say that we unscramble the omelet.
That's Paul Farley, the guy who runs this center. He stands with me as a recycling truck pulls up to the mountain of junk and tips out its load.
Oh!
Wrong!
Not good.
Yeah, that's glass. Glass gets recycled separately in Nashville because this facility can't handle it. It wears down the equipment and shards get stuck in other materials. Turns out more and more cities are pushing for separate glass recycling because of these problems. But what's even more universally reviled among recycling facilities are plastic bags, of which I see many in this pile.
What about, like, that bag of LaCroix?
That right container? There, they can see it. It's tied. You'll see on the sort line. They don't have time to go up there and be breaking every bag open. So good chance it might wind up in the trash.
Sorters pull plastic bags off the conveyor belt when they notice them because the sorting machines have a lot of spinning parts. Bags twist around them and get stuck.
We have to physically get in the equipment and cut all those bags out.
How often?
We do it minimum once at lunch and then at the end of the day. Sometimes we have to do it more.
Okay, so bags equal bad news. What about food? Why is that so bad?
Let's say you had a gallon of milk and you put it in your recycling bin and the truck dumps. It's not just going to contaminate your recyclables. It's going to contaminate a lot more in that truck.
What about pizza boxes?
Pizza boxes these days, they come with a liner in the bottom. I tell people, I want the box, I don't want the pizza. Eat the pizza, give me the box.
But what about the feeling that so many people have when they're standing next to the trash can with an empty container, and they ask themselves, should I be recycling this? To answer, Farley says, people need to realize that what you can throw in most city recycling bins is actually pretty limited. Paper products, metal and aluminum, hard plastics.
My big key is focus on the things that can be recycled, and let's get that right. And it's not really that hard to follow.
Our final stop in the recycling facility is a building with a giant baler. By this point, everything has been separated by material, bundled up into neat bales and tied with wire.
There's some cardboard that we've baled. There's some mixed paper.
Is that a bale of plastic bottles?
Yeah. And then from here, we ship by rail car or tractor trailer, go to different mills all around the southeast.
It's inside these mills that the recycling actually happens. They turn your paper into new cardboard, they turn plastic into carpet, and aluminum into new aluminum cans. So if you put something in your recycling bin that the mills don't want, it's just mucking up the process. One mill I talked to rejects entire 2,000-pound bales every day because they have too much contamination. The key is you still can recycle those other things. You can return your plastic bags to the local grocery store, which sends them off to be recycled. You can compost your food waste that turns into dirt. Again, Paul Farley.
If you look, there's really a home for just about everything.
That home just isn't always your city recycling bin. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Seiner in Nashville.